Oh, it's Ayodeji.
Sorry, yeah, about how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You're going to take us today through Power Virtual Agents, right?
Exactly.
All right, cool, wonderful. So this is the other cool part, sort of application that sits under the Power Platform. Let's see what awesome stuff it can do. Over to you, Ayodeji.
Yeah, thank you very much. So once again, I'm Ayodeji Folani from Lagos, Nigeria. So today we'll be looking at Power Platform. So they've said so much about the Power Platform. We've looked at some things on Power Hub, Power Automate, but I really want to concentrate on the Power Virtual Agent. Now, when we talk about Power Virtual Agent, what exactly are we talking about? Let me move straight into my screen. Okay. Yeah, please, I need a confirmation that you can see my screen right now. Let's get that up and running. So, please just confirm that you can see my screen. Okay, so let's fire up. So we'll be looking at Microsoft Power Virtual Agent, and we're actually powering up Africa. So once again, I'm Ayodeji Folani, a Microsoft certified trainer and Microsoft most valuable professional on data platform. So I enjoy anything around data, but today we are not talking data, we are talking virtual agents. Now, what are we doing today? Today we want to build a bot, a virtual agent. We're quickly going to run through authoring and editing our bot, the content of the bot. We want to enhance it, improve it, publish it, and monitor and see how our bot is actually doing. Now, what exactly is a virtual agent? Now, virtual agent, also known as virtual assistant, intelligent virtual assistant, a chatbot, and so on and so forth. Now, it is like live chat where answers are provided by artificial intelligence and not human. So this is can be a web-based app or a mobile solution. Now, so the first thing we're going to look at is authoring. We want to prepare the content that will be behind these bots. Now, we call it topics. So we come up with different topics as far as Power Virtual Agent is concerned, and we arrange all our topics in different lessons. So we create or we can edit them. So we can actually enhance what you have there. We can manage the topic. We can actually test the interaction before we actually publish what you have in the cloud or anywhere we may want to publish it. Now, we'll talk about enhancing or improving the performance of your Power Virtual Agent. What are we looking at? We want to see how we'll be able to use things like entities, use things like variables, create lots of topics. This time we can decide to just pick a topic from somewhere without wasting time creating the topics, and lot of things we can do. We can even extend it using the bot framework skill out there, and we can actually limit whatever we want to do within Power Virtual Agent. And what you're going to do today, I promise you, I'm not going to write a single code, and I would like to still appeal to Sam. Please keep discussion with the gods. We should not have anything that will hold us back this time. So we're going to publish and integrate our bots into any form of application we want to put it on. We can try to put it on Facebook, Microsoft Teams, put it on our website or the demo site. We can add it to a mobile or a custom app, and we can do lots and lots around the bot. Once we are done with testing it, we put it wherever we want to put it. Maybe today I can just drop it on my Facebook or Microsoft Teams so we can just interact and test and see how it works. Now, this is the amazing part of using a Microsoft Power Virtual Agent. And what is amazing about this, after building your bot, you want to see, you want a feedback. You want to analyze the performance of that bot. How are they using it? How many people interacted with it? This bot was able to solve people's problem. If yes, to what percentage? If not, what is really happening? Let me see the topic they really engage most, and so on and so forth. There are lots and lots of things that you can do around this, and we can see how your monitoring and diagnosis will go, and we see lots and lots of things around here. So without wasting much time, let us go into the demo section. So I'm moving straight to my browser, Microsoft Edge. Now, right there on the browser. So what do? We move to Microsoft Power Virtual Agent. So that is the URL. Very simple and straightforward. Just type it the way I call it, powervirtualagent.microsoft.com. So once you do this, it takes you straight to the landing page. Let me just open this on another browser. So powervirtualagent.microsoft.com. So once I hit this, it is a landing page. Now on this landing page, if you are coming here for the first time, I will encourage you to quickly watch the overview. This is interesting. It gives you amazing things around what you need to see or know about Power Virtual Agent. Now, but I'm starting free. Click on Start Free. So when you click on Start Free, it takes you to this page where you log in or you create your account if you don't have an account with Microsoft Power Virtual Agent. So let me quickly put in my email address. So I put in my email address and say, sign up, sign me up, let me use it. So can you see the message that is being put up? It's telling me you have an account with us already. Thank you for giving me that account. So I don't need to sign in. All I need to do is just to move straight into Power Virtual Agent and start using it. So I don't need to do this because I already have it running on my second screen. Let me go back to my second screen. Now, let me go straight to the landing page. Good. So this is my landing page. So come up, come up, come up. I hope Sam is still with the gods. Come up. Great. So this is our landing page. And as you can see, we have lots of interesting things on our landing page. Let me go to home. So on the home, there are lots of things you can do around here. So if you want to author a topic, you can quickly do that. You can publish your bot. You can monitor the performance of the bot. Now, this is where we test our bot. I can say, okay, please hide. I don't need you for now. I can call it back. Please stay there. I need you on the screen because we're going to test whatever we're going to do right now. Now, still on what you have on the screen, the next we're going to look at here, let's go to the topics. Let's create one or two topics and interact with it. Oh, before we do that, then definitely you need to create your bot. Let me click here. When you click here, you want to create a new bot. Just click on new. When you click on new, let me do that so that we just see for demo sake. So I'm creating a bot. What is the name of the bot? Call it Power Africa. But okay, so language, I love this. Since they released Power Virtual Agents November last year, in fact, it was released November last year, but I got to know about it during one big event we had in Nigeria, Abuja, Nigeria. That's MCT events. So I've prepared a slide trying to tell people we have three pillars in the Power platform. That's Power BI, Power App, and Power Automate. But luckily, before my presentation, Donna presented before me, and she showed her own slide, the same slide, this time showing four pillars. I have to go back, quickly pick up my Bing search and look for it. So we have four pillars now. Wow. I have to quickly edit my screen. Thank you, Donna, for that day. So immediately, since then, I fell in love with Power Virtual again. That same night, I have to try it out, and it's awesome. you don't need a special training. Just lay your hands on it. You really appreciate it. And since that day till now, we have about 20 different languages that you can use this. You can use this bus to at least to interact with. But I will go with English US. I'm looking for a day I will come here and I will see Yoruba, Nigeria. Yeah, that would be amazing. So, but let's go with English US. So you can actually put it on which environment. You can select the environment or create the environment, but I'm going with my environment. The next thing is you click on create. When you click on create, so what you get is this page. Now it's telling me I have my Power Africa demo page. So what am I trying to do here? So I'm trying to create a simple bot that we can quickly do within a few minutes, interact with the bot, publish it, manage it, and do lot and lot of amazing things around this. So the very first thing is, let me go to the topics. Very simple process. On going to the topic, you can start a new topic if you want to. You can go to suggested topic. Let me first go to suggested topic. It's telling me I can pull up a topic from a website. I have this website I always go to because they are my internet provider, intel.com.ng/FQA. Now, take a look at FAQ, frequently asked question. If you go through this place, there are amazing answers to a lot of questions that may be in your mind. But sincerely, these are too much. I need to first keep coming, exploring. I want to change the user experience of this interface. Instead of working with this, can't I just pull all this into a bot and let the people interact with the bot by just typing anything? Once they type, it has an intelligent module that will read natural language, understand what you've written, come back here, pick and give you the answer almost immediately. This is one website. We can decide to rip the Q&A or look at another interesting one here. That's the Contuso Home Improvements. So this is another website. Take a look at this website. They have lots of frequently asked questions. If you scroll down, lots of them. But I don't want to interact with it like this. I want to convert this into a bot. Within a few minutes, this will become a bot. Now, what will I do? All I need to do is to copy the URL. Let me copy Control C. I guess I've done that. Or let me right click for everybody to see where it's copy. Copy the URL for me. Come back to what I have here. Our presenters earlier on, we had Foyi, we have Kolade. Kolade talked about SaaS, software as a service. Power Virtual Agent is 100% software as a service. You don't need to install anything. Just get on your system, go to your browser, go in the way I've showed to you. And the next thing is you have it up and running. So you are going to get your application design here, publish it and test it. Everything will be done on this same platform without wasting any time. Now, where am I getting my Q&A from? I want you to interact with the Q&A. Let me paste what I've copied. Great. This is what I've copied. Now add it. Immediately, you will go back to that website, harvest all the Q&A on that particular website and throw them up here for me to see. So let's wait. Come on. Sam, I hope you are still there. Stay with the gods because I'm still presenting. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Okay, so it's trying to harvest all the Q&As we have on this particular site. So let's check it out. Okay, come on. Are you done? Getting your suggestion. This may take several minutes. I don't want this to take several minutes. Come on, help me. Okay, now as it's harvesting this question for me, so all I need to do, look at what you have here. Existing topics. There are already 12 topics. I did not design any of these 12 topics. It has done all this for me. Oh, I love this. You have 16 new topic suggestions. So let me come to suggested. On getting here, these are the 16 topics. If I come back here, you will see the topics as we have them here. But getting here well arranged, so I can actually work on any of the topic if I want to. I can do whatever I want to do to it here, but I'm not going to edit any of the topic. Let me just look at the topics and pick. I don't want to push in everything into my existing topic. They are still suggested topic as at now. Let me see. Let me just pick one or two. Okay. Do the products carry a warranty? I would like to work with this. So let me see. How quickly can you install your product? Good. I'm just going to harvest these two from all the suggested topic. Once I've selected this, all I need to do is what? Add to my topic. I have just 12 topics here and 16 suggested. Please add these two to that topic. So the number of topics will now increase to 14. Come on. Good. So I now have 14 topics here, 14 suggested, 14 existing topics. Now, with what I have here, without writing a single code, I have been able to have completed a wonderful bot that we can interact with. Now, let's interact with this bot. So, all I need to do to interact with my bot is to come down here. Now, on getting here, I want to type, let me just greet, hi. Let me just type hi. Let me see what will happen. Come on. So, the bot is already responding. Somebody at the other end is non-human, is already telling me, okay, what exactly are you trying to do? So, with what I have typed, so it's telling me, hi, I am a virtual agent. I can help with account questions and so on and so forth. I can actually modify the content here. What will I do? Let me track my discussion. I don't just want to interact. I want to track. So let me see what is happening. Let me come back here and say hi again. Hi again. Good. Really, I type hi. So can you see? You will see by this side, it's telling me this is the message that's actually showing up here. I can immediately edit the message if I don't want so many things to show. But let me just keep it simple. Let me leave it the way I have it there. So it's telling me hi, blah, 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 blah. So what can I do? So what can I help you with today? Today, I'm interested in one thing, and what is that? I got two things from here. What are those things again? Something around, okay, how quickly can you install? And I did something around warranty. I can't remember, but no problem. Let me just ask my question. So what do you want me to do? So let me say, how fast can you install? How fast can you install? Now, that is just a question I've typed on my chatbot. Then I hit enter key. The next thing is, it's telling me, oh, you cannot understand this question. Okay, let me rephrase the question. How fast is your installation? How fast is your installation? Oh, the spelling, installation. Come on, that's a question. Oh, so I expected my bot to respond to this. I thought I had the topic up and running. Let me pick it exactly the way I have it there. How quickly can you install? Let me just pick this question. So Control-C, let me try it exactly the way I have it here. Okay. How quickly can you install? So, my topics are not coming up. Let me go back and check all my topics again. So 14 topics. Oh, sorry, these two topics I brought in, I've not switched them on. Oh, no wonder. Come on, come up, come on, come up, come up. Switch on. I thought I've done that. Come up, switch on. Good. So with what I've done, let me come back and interact with my bots. So let me start again. Hi, how are you? So come up. So it's telling me, hi, I'm a virtual agent. So what can I help you with today? Well, today I'm interested in, what's that thing again? How fast is your installation like? How fast is your installation like? Good. I hope that question is good. So let me press enter. So with the help of natural language, it will quickly run through the data and come up with a good answer that can answer my question. So I love this. We're able to professionally install products when you want, as soon as next day, blah, 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 blah. I love this. I did not do any of this. Let me go back to the Q&A. So look at the answer. The answer came just the way we have it here. And it's asking me, did that answer your question? Yes or no? Let me say, yes, it did answer my question. So the next thing, my bot again is telling me, great, please rate your experience. I had a wonderful experience interacting with these bots. So can you see, without writing any code, I'm already interacting with this bot. Thank you for your feedback. So can I help with anything else? For now, no. Thank you very much. So with this, I have a bot that can actually address all the question here, address all the question as I have it here, as long as I bring them in and I switch them on. So with what we have done, let me quickly create a topic, enhance the topic, and publish it for us to see. Let me quickly do this. Okay, back to my topic. Come on, a new topic. Under the new topic, let me say we sell different products, or we train. We also train in this organization. So let me say training courses. Okay, look at some of our training courses description. Don't worry about this. So what should trigger it? So types of training. If anybody should type types of training, so please, you can trigger this. Or if anybody say, what type of training can I do? Courses available. We can also use this to trigger what I'm about doing. You can add more. So a lot of phrase. It may not come exactly like this, as long as your natural language can pick the key phrase and also match it with what you have here, it will trigger it. So let's go straight as we quickly utter this. Come on. Okay. Now with what we have, let me make use of entity to show them we have different products. Entity, give me a custom entity. That is our courses. Courses. So when we talk about the courses, so the lists, all the courses we have Power BI, that is one. Let me do one more. Power Apps. Power Apps. Good. What else can I have here? Power Virtual Agents. And Power Automate, Power Flow, that's the whole name. Good. Now, with what I have here, I've created all these for an entity called what? Courses. Let me click on save. So thank you. So let me go back to my topic. Let me continue to build my topic. So thank you. Back to my topic. I was working on a topic shortly. Okay, that is training courses. Good. Let me complete this with what I have here. Let me quickly alter what I have here. Okay, now altering what I have here. So what are the courses available? If anybody should ask any question like this. So what I want here is I need my entity to come up. So where is, should I ask a question? Okay, go ahead and ask a question. So the question is not a multiple choice question, but I need my course. I already have something here called courses. Come up, okay, from all my courses. So let me see all the courses, show them all the courses. For now, we've not started doing Power Flow, just show three. If I wanted to show four, show them all the courses. Ask them a question. What training program Would you be interested in? Good. So just ask them this question. So what training program will you be interested in? Good. Now, so once you do that, and the person is able to answer my question from here, now the next thing is, I need a condition. Show them, add a condition to this work. Now, what is my condition? I want a case whereby somebody selects, if somebody selects Power BI, for example, what should I say? If the man selects Power BI, just add, show a message. Let me just stop here. Show a message, tell them our Power BI class run for 2 weeks at NGN 250,000 Naira only. Good. So that's just what I want. I can actually continue. I can ask this. Don't stop there. Help me trigger. Help me call up an action. I can connect this to Power. That's Power Virtual Agent. I mean, calling Power Virtual Agent to Power Automate. I can have to go and look up at my database. Has this customer come before? I can request for his phone number or email. Check his email. If he's there, mention his name. Hello, Mr. Deji. Welcome. Thank you for coming back. Which training will be interested in today? Last time you did this particular training, how was the training? I can engage on and on by expanding it, but I don't want to make it complex for now. So at this point, just close my conversation. So end the conversation. If you can flow through this. Oh, this, what am I trying to do here? You can go off. I don't need you. So once I start, okay, great. So let me start my conversation again. Hi. Have I saved what I'm doing here? Sorry, please quickly help me save. Help me save. I don't want to lose what I've done. Okay, have you saved? Okay, so let's start again. Hi. Once I say hi, come on, give me my feedback. So, come on. Okay, good. So what do you want? Types of training. What type of training can I attend? Okay, let me just type the question and leave it that way. So it's already telling me what type of training will you be interested in. I love this. So it's already giving me the list of all the training that are available. Power BI, Power Apps, Power Virtual Agent, Power Flow. I'm interested. I've not done any. I've not followed the flow this side. Let me just follow the one I've done. I need Power BI. So immediately I select Power BI. It's telling me our Power BI class runs for 2 weeks at 250,000 Naira only. So did that answer your question? Let me say yes, it did. It did answer my question. Good. So I'm okay. I'm okay with this. I'm rating it 5. Can you see the flow as it's showing everything I'm doing? So, can we help with anything else? Yes, help me with something else. I learned you are into flooring. So, warranty period of your flooring. Hope your product comes with warranty. Let me just do that. Hope your product comes with warranty. Good. So let me just try this. I know I rip one of these from the side there. It's telling me yes, all the product carries both manufacturer product warranty and limited. I love this. Now, I also, what I've just added to what I picked from here, I saw something on warranty here the other time. Okay, but I picked something from here around warranty. Okay, good. Look at it. So he actually answered that same question. As long as you have it as a topic, it can fly. So permit me to just quickly publish what we have so that we can close for the day. We've used entity. We're going to analyze. Let's publish what we have here. Now, how do we publish? Quickly go ahead and publish. be fast about it. I'm okay with what I've done. I've tested it. It's perfect. It's good looking. So publish. Okay. So I've actually published this. So the next thing I want to do under my publish, let me go to my channels. Which channel I want? I like to drop this. Okay, drop it on Teams. Oh, sorry. Let me show you all the channels. I can drop it on a demo website, my own personal website. I can put it on a mobile app, Facebook, Skype, and so on. But quickly drop this on Teams for me. Okay. So turn it on, be fast. Drop what I've done. That's Power Apps demo. I mean, Power Africa demo. Come up. So drop it there. Okay. So with what I've done, so open my bot on Teams. Let me go to my Teams. It should be there now. Good. So with what I've done, I've published this on my Teams. Okay, this is my Teams. Oh, app not found. Please help me dump it there, please. Come on. Oh, so, okay. Don't let me waste time with that. Let me come back here. So, just copy the link. Let me copy the link. Oh, I don't want to use Teams again. Let me leave Teams. Let me go back to my channel. Close. Let me go back to my channel. I've just disabled that. Okay, on a demo site now. Let me dump it on a demo site. So on my demo site. So good. Let me copy the URL. I can give anybody this URL to use. Let me dump the URL here. Control V, enter. So let me see our chatbot, the way it will work. And as you interact with the chatbot, this is the way to work on a website. So come up. So let me start again by saying hello. Hello, bot. Oh, hi. Okay. So, I need your training courses. Okay. So once I do this, it's telling me these are my training courses. I need Power BI to learn. So from there, this is my Power BI course. Have I answered your question? You've done that, and I love this. I'm rating you very high. So thank you very much. No, I don't have another question. So thank you for chatting with me. Bye. This is how to quickly create a bot without writing a single code. Now my bot is up and running. All I need to do at this point is to check out what's the performance of the bot. So now let's go to the analytics. Let's go to the analytics. Under the analytics, it will give me a summary of the performance of this bot. It will give me a summary of the performance of this bot. Okay, I'm waiting for the summary to come up. Okay, so as I can actually go to a summary that I've actually captured earlier on. So let me present this so that we can see, and I can close with this. Now, as you can see, it's telling me the total sessions we have here. We have five, and the engagement rate is superb, 100% engagement. So the resolution rate, it was able to resolve 80% of all what we have there. It was able to escalate to maybe to a human agent, 20%. And nobody abandoned the interaction. The rating is there. I can even see the topic that they really engage and so on and so forth. We can also look at the customer satisfaction. How satisfied are they with some of those questions that is being put up? So at this point, I will not really want to bother us. If you have any question, that takes us to the end of the Power the Power Virtual Agent. And for further learning, please feel free to go to any of these sites. So you can go to the Power Virtual Agent overview. You can get that on the landing page. So learn the latest tech skill. That's it. Advance your career. You're going to the Udacity. And also the Power Virtual Agent community. Feel free to join the community. And that's that. Any question as at now, if you have any question, so let's have your question, let's interact, and let's see how it flies.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for the brilliant presentation, IODG. Really fantastic, very engaging.
And thank I must you, say,
yeah, you're very welcome. And I hope, I mean, the audience and the folks tuned in to the conference can see how dramatically simple Power Virtual Agent makes it for anyone, literally anyone without any prior AI experience to build an, you know, a chatbot, right, with zero code. So thank you very much for making that come to life for us in a very brilliant way, DJ.